thinking way more than the one camera for sure. But all right, tough one. We know that. Yeah, you know, after looking at all the tape, guys do a thorough job. Scouting department, all the coaches, you know, both sides of the ball, special teams, we cover it and as a collection, even as a organization, we'll cover it. And then obviously, you know, with our players and go out and we do corrections. And that's really what today was about. Obviously, on a day like today, you know, it's tough because you're sitting back there and you look back, what if, what, you know, all this and that, but you don't have a second chance. And, you know, obviously there are some plays to be made. We, you know, they did a better job of executing than we did, and that's why they won the game. With that, you have to make your corrections, though, whether it's in protections, whether it's in certain coverage, all those type of things. And when you're going through it, you've talked about it, you walk through it, sometimes you see how easy this game really is. But, again, it never looked easy at the time. We made too many mistakes, turned the ball over twice in scoring territory, gave up a long touchdown. And, you know, so we end up on the short end of the stick. And so, again, I gave credit to Mike Tomlin, his staff, the Steelers. They deserve the game, and that's why they won it. But with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Rex, you get a chance to see the end of that Patriots 6 game?
Yeah, I saw it. Just ruined. I mean, it was a horrible day for the Ryan family. You know, it's a good thing my dad's out of coaching, I guess, that day. But it's, it was tough. I know they had, you know, they were playing great. And just, you know, but that's until it hits zero, you know. You know, Brady's done that time and time again.
What about just the implications for your team by getting that?
Again, I think with our team, it is more about, it's just we're, you know, about us right now. You can't be worried about somebody else. You know, with that being said, heck yeah, you want to see them lose. You know, no question. You want every team in your division to lose. You know, in particular, New England, of course. But, you know, for us, we gotta fix ourselves before we really worry about anybody else.
Rex, do you look at this week as a must win after having dropped one to them already? You're two behind in the division behind them.
Well, I think, you know, must win might be a little much right now, even for my deal, where I've been notorious for throwing those bad boys out. You know, here it's week 7. But, you know, a lot of things can happen. You see that, you know, each week a lot of different things can happen. You don't know from an injury standpoint. I mean, you name it, a lot of things. But certainly it's huge. And I've always said that it's a game and a half, and that's really how I look at it. Those divisional games are worth 1.5. And so this will give us an opportunity to, you're right when you say that. I mean, you'd be down, you know, you lost both of them to this team. So the tiebreaker's out the window, you know, and all that. So, you know, certainly that's huge. But again, for us, you know, we have to get better. And that's what the practice field's about. And then it's, you know, also about the opponent specific. And so I think that's how you enter this week.
Rex, not going to have Goodson, obviously, for the rest of the year. Count out three games, maybe tone out. How do you guys go about, as a staff, making sure Geno finds that comfort level that's so important for a rookie quarterback when he potentially is not going to have a good handful of these weapons?
Well, sometimes the comfort level is, I mean, in the National Football League, you know, things happen. Injuries happen. So that's part of it. It's part of becoming a pro. And the next guy steps up and you know, you go from there. Is it ideal? No. You know, that's not an ideal situation. You know, I think Goodson, I think we all saw what we were so excited about, the type of explosiveness that young man presents. But then, unfortunately, he has the MCL and ACL knee injury. So he'll be out for the year, you know, on a interception. So it's just it's an unfortunate thing for sure.
Rex, how much of the Saints-Patriots game did you actually watch last night?
I never watched all of it, but I watched probably a good part of it. Probably quite a bit of the second half.
And as Brady's marching down the field, do you remember what was going through your head?
I mean, just, you know, like you want to make calls, you know, for your brother if you think you could help. But they've been doing a pretty good job of their own anyway. So, you know, and I know what he went to. He went to hit four guys on top. And, you know, that's a tough situation right there because you can't double them all. And, you know, he got what he wanted, and so did they. They got a jump ball out there, and you know what's coming. Everybody in the park knows it's coming. You just don't know which receiver it's going to. And, you know, if you play a cover two, it might be a different receiver. You play a cover four, it might be an outside receiver or whatever. But, you know, I've been there a bunch. You know, I've been there a bunch. And, you know, if they're not successful, it's the right call. If they're successful, it was a terrible call.
What did you think when the camera zoomed in on his reaction, your brother's reaction?
No, I don't think it was as bad as my reaction. So, but that being said, I mean, they really, you know, they're doing quite a job there at New Orleans. They're playing, they're doing a great job. You know, this is the same team that I think broke records last year in most yards given up in the history of the game. And for them to play their, you know, way they're playing is pretty good.
Did you speak to Rob after the game?
We text back and forth a few times.
Texted back and forth?
Yeah, a few times.
Try to cheer him up? Or?
Yeah, of course. You know, that's what you do.
As you're watching it unfold, since you have so much experience against the Patriots, are you agreeing with his strategy, or are you thinking, oh, I would play this differently?
Well, it's easy to say, oh, you play anything but that. You know,
not
anybody.
Oh
yeah, but no. But after the fact, that's the only, you know, the only insight you're going to get from these so-called experts that I've seen get crushed before by this guy. Now they're going to make the call. Yeah, right. You know, I put my chances with Ryan and over somebody else.
Does Brady? Does he look more in tune with his receivers now than he did when you played him earlier in the year?
I mean, what's their record? 5-1 or something like that? I think he's pretty good. You know, so he looks pretty good to me. Always has.
Rex, how do you think Antonio Cromartie has played so far this season?
Well, I think he's played really well. Unlike, you know, a lot of teams, you know, we put them in some tough situations. You know, we're always, with our defense, we try to we try to do what's best for the whole defense. And sometimes that's going to put some, you know, tough opportunities for guys. You know, and Crow's been beat on a couple of touchdowns that are tough. You know, put him in coverages where he has no help. You know, but I've done that because I believe he's going to get, you know, he'll make the play. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
You think of that, switching that up after he's been burned not only yesterday but the week before in Atlanta as well?
Well, again, you know, if I do, it's because I think the best decision for our team is to you know, give him those challenges again. But again, if you know, for him and Darrell Revis or anybody like that, yeah, I'll fire right back at you. And if you can make it again, you know, then so be it. But you know, we're not going to back off defensively. You know, I know we've been struggling last few weeks. I think statistically, giving up a lot of completions and all that. But I think you got to look into it a little more than just that. I mean, this ball's coming out of the hand quick now. There are tons of screens, checkdowns, things like that. They're going quick. And if teams are going to do that, then you just got to make, you know, come up and make tackles most of the time. Now, obviously, you know, those last two plays you talk about, you know, or vertical shots.
How do you adjust that if this has been going on for the past 3 weeks? That's what you guys have been giving them. That's what they've been taking from you, not just 1 week, but it's been 3 in a row.
Right. Well, again, it's more, you know, of you know, what you're willing to concede and what you're not. And that's, you know, obviously you're not willing to concede a vertical shot. You know, that's not the case at all. You know, there's, you know, I anticipated our guy being on top of him. And if you throw it deep, we have as good a shot at getting it as you do. You know, the one pass that he gives up to in the Tennessee game, you know, on the whatever that one was, I mean, Crow had just as good a shot as the receiver did at it. It's unfortunate we never played the ball well. Okay, they had two of those like that in the game. You know, two touchdowns, two things like that. But, you know, I'll go back and you know, I'll look at what we're asking our guys to do. Always, always do that. Okay? But at the same time, you know, I'll put our guys in a situation where, quite honestly, in some of those cases, I knew exactly what was coming. And, okay, put a check on them. They made the play. Okay, but there's times when, you know, we've been pretty dead on plays. I think we have to do a little better job. The communication, we know, you know, we get it. We got a bunch of new guys. We got all that stuff, but it can't be an excuse. We have to, you know, right now, this week in particular, this team will challenge you more than any team. And so we have to step up and be ready.
You've talked about you have to go through, to win this division, you have to go through New England. You got to go through Brady. Do you feel that when it's all said and done, you'll be judged based on your head-to-head matchups with Belichick, or will you judge yourself based off of going head-to-head with him because you've talked about how they're the team to beat?
I mean, I don't know who's going to be the judge or whatever in that, but obviously you know, we haven't fared well the last, you know, several games against them, you know, last 3 years. You know, we haven't beat them. So, you know, I know we've been close, but that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like I said before, we're not betting the point spread. Again, you know, people will judge me however they're going to judge me, whatever. But I know one thing, I'm going to keep competing. And they'll get everything we have this week, and they know it.
Rex, how tough was he?
I can do both.
At the same time, might be better.
The one interception you guys have on defense, when you look at that, when they're doing a defensive game plan, is there anything you can do? Do you look at try to do something schematically to try to call something different, or do you just say they're going to come, you know, eventually?
Well, they do come eventually, but most of them occur when you're ahead. I mean, that's normally what happens, sacks and those interceptions. But, you know, it's just like you look at that game, Pittsburgh had no turnovers going into our game. I mean, things happen. But am I shocked that we have one interception all year? Yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked that we had only one a game. You know, I mean, quite honestly, you know, so yes, it's you know, very disappointing. I think New Orleans, by the way, leads the league in that category somewhere. But you know, it's just, it is one of those things. You can't make them throw it to you, you know, but certainly you try. You know, you try even in that game, late in the game, I'm trying to put some traps in there to see them throw in it. Sometimes that leaves you at risk in other things. But, again, you try to balance them, you know, when you're calling things.
Rex, you always say, obviously, 100% injury rate in this league, but I mean, you lose Barnes. In the span of a week, you lose Barnes, you lose Goodson. Obviously, Kellum's a different situation, but you lose him for a month. I mean, how do you as a staff, as a team, kind of deal with this both emotionally and schematically? How tough is that to just, you know, try to keep the wheels turning with such losses?
Well, sometimes it's a challenge, but I think going into it, your game plan is set to where you feel good with the personnel you have. What can alter that is an injury during the game. A lot of times that can alter some of those things. And when that happens, it makes it tough, you know, because of the injuries you've already talked about. But going into every game, you're going to feel confident. You've got a good scheme going, trying to take what you do have and utilize the talents that you do have.
Brett, you're playing three straight first-place teams in the next 3 weeks. Do you think you'll learn a lot about your team in this span? Are you looking forward to that?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. But, again, my focus, it's going to be on this team. And, you know, it's tough right now looking back to yesterday, watching that tape. Hate to lose, man. I mean, that's – everybody hates to lose, and especially at home, you know. And, you know, and we had, you know, with the fans and everything else, that's tough. But, again, it's on this team, and it's New England. And I know we played the other teams after that, but it is the New England Patriots, our second go-around at them. We know how, you know, we thought we had a great opportunity to beat them at their place. We did. And they ended up winning the game. So, obviously we have to get better, and that's where our focus is going to be.
Last one from Rich.
Just with Kyle Wilson, is that a concussion?
Man, I don't know if there's an official word on it or not, but he couldn't come back to the game. So I don't know if that's been ruled a concussion or an Achilles or whatever it was. But no, I'm just kidding. But it's I don't know. But we'll get all that stuff for you right now. Yeah, I mean, you'll have it. I know one thing. He's all our guys are going to be. He's going to be evaluated without question. So I don't know if that means a concussion or can we say yes and come back with a, hey, by the way, it's not? I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
We'll just give it to you on Wednesday when we have an injury report.
Last thing. Just one quick.
Are there any tips Rob could give you about defending Brady that you don't already know?
I've played against him more than he has. You know, now he was with him all the time. You know, when he was there, you know, for, 3 years, I think, with Brady before. But, you know, trust me, if there's any tip by now, he's given me everything. But will I check with him again? Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Yep.